It's Arab Spring 2 in Egypt as Morsi's overthrown by a military coup. There's a ministry sharing the gospel on the literal front lines. And a new outreach is reaching African shepherds. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt's military has made good on its promise. President Mohamed Morsi has been overthrown. Military leaders also suspended the controversial constitution, hastily drafted by the Muslim Brotherhood. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of Martyrs USA, says,
"What happens now? That's obviously the million-dollar question. Do they move back into an election process to let the people decide? Does the military try to step in and govern for a period of time?"
Sounds just like 2011. Massive demonstrations, a leader stepping down, and then the military taking over until elections. This time, though, whoever steps in has to deal with mistrust and broken promises.
The people of Egypt need to be shown we're making progress on this. I think a lot of what's happened in the last week is frustration.
Egypt is on the cusp of a new direction.
We need to pray about the future. We need to pray for peace. We need to pray that Egypt's people will be protected, both Christians and Muslims.
Next, July 4th in the U.S. is equated with independence. America's founders fought for freedom from the British government's oppression. Similar mistreatment is taking place in Burma today. Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development.
The government isn't just not stepping in. They are, in many ways, complicit with the suffering of these people.
While the world may be ignoring the Rohingya's plight, God hasn't forgotten them. And as the body of Christ, we shouldn't either.
I think that the most significant thing we can pray for is that there would be an end to this systemic injustice that forces this kind of suffering on people who have committed no crime. And where that systemic injustice can't be stopped, we pray that God would meet the deepest heartfelt needs of these people.
This is Mission Network News. Independence Day in the United States is connected to freedom. Not a huge leap to look at those who defend those freedoms. Since 2008, Faith Comes by Hearing has provided more than 300,000 military Bible sticks to this nation's soldiers. This small, portable digital device contains a dramatized recording of the New Testament and is distributed to troops through their chaplains. As you might expect, demand has outstripped supply. Want to help? Well, we'll link you at our website. Elsewhere, Africa Inland Mission is looking for rugged guys. Next August, they're hoping to launch an outreach to the herd boys of Lesotho. The team will consist of two team leaders and up to eight single young men. Shepherds there represent the least reached group, and they're also the most marginalized. Many live lives in complete isolation from the rest of Lesotho society. AIM hopes to reach them with the gospel through an upcoming two-year outreach team. Interested? Check for links at our website. And American young adults are influencing orphan kids in Russia this summer. MNN's Greg Yoder's in Russia with more.
Three young adults are here in St. Petersburg as part of Orphan Outreach's summer internship program. Kristen Yonkers, Lindsay Karisowitz, and Carissa Petrie will spend about 4 weeks here. What'll they be doing? Anya Itusheva is the intern coordinator and says they'll play with kids, do crafts, and most importantly, share the gospel. It's pretty effective.
When they come in orphanage, they have like broken hearts and minds. They're very hopeful and sad. But when we come and they see crazy Americans and funny, they want to spend time with them because we are very funny, happy, and we want to share with this, of course, with them. And they're very excited.
You can do an orphan outreach internship in Russia or India. Make plans for next year now. Go to missionnetworknews.org for details. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, St. Petersburg, Russia.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or your Bible study. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.